And we're back. Welcome back to the Auto Authorities Podcast. I'm Jay. This is Gerald. And we have a special guest today, Rob Nelson with Prosperity Connection. And man, oh man, is this going to be an amazing show. Rob can make your life easier, I promise you. But before we get going, I want to thank our sponsors, iAutoAgent.com. At iAutoAgent, they have two different divisions. They have a consumer division where they will sell your car like a real estate agent could sell a home at no cost to you. If you want to find a vehicle, they'll find it for you. And they have a consumer division where they'll help that busy fleet owner try to help them buy those fleet vehicles, maintain them at their place of business, and sell them for maximum profit. And if you're also looking at extended warranties, definitely reach out to us. We're absolute experts at them and potentially can help you get an extended warranty. Just reach out to theautoauthorities.com. And if you're just tuning in, we are on YouTube. So subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are on 19 other different channels such as iTunes, Pandora, and you can simply go to theautoauthorities.com to go there. And then we go live on Tuesday at 12 p.m. Central Time on the Facebook Live and also LinkedIn Live. And I'd like to introduce my co-host, Gerald Bentley, with Wrestling with Sales.
Well, actually, the Wrestling Spotlight TV channel.
Spotlight, yeah. Excuse me. He has grown even bigger than he was before.
Yeah. TV channel. So 24/7 on TCL Plus TVs, on Local Now, and also on True TV Plus. You can get it on there. A bunch of independent wrestling, a lot of talk segments. We recently talked to Aaron Stevens, the manager of the NWA World Tag Team Champions, and talked with him about the new podcast he's doing with Tyrus on Fox Nation, Tyrus and the Wisemen. So pretty interesting to just get a little different perspective from the world of wrestling as they're getting going. And this show, Auto Authorities, is now going to be focused and broadcast on Biz TV Plus and Shop TV Plus. You can get those on lots of those platforms, those same platforms. True TV Plus, one of the big ones, and you can download that app. You can watch us right on your TV on all smart enabled TVs. You can get it in the Apple App Store, Amazon, and Roku.
We got a lot of places you can. We literally have people worldwide that watch this show. But let's really get into this. And one of the reasons why we brought Rob Nelson from Prosperity Connection here today is we're getting a lot of repos in this world. And we want to try to help you and prevent you from having any type of repossession and just making smart choices when you're buying vehicles, because it's complicated. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Rob Nelson of Prosperity Connection. Welcome, Rob.
Thank you so much, Jay. Thank you, Gerald, for you gentlemen having me on today. I'm planning to have fun, be able to lend some of my expertise. So just give a little bit about myself. I have a banking background, started in a credit union and banking, and then slowly became into a loan officer. And as a loan officer, I help people do many loans. I've probably done north of 60 auto loans myself. So
okay.
I've done it a lot on the lending side. So this is something I love, because you're speaking from the side of the vehicles, the dealerships, and I'm speaking from the other end, which is the financing and all the things that go into it. So and then they brought me to Prosperity Connection, and I was a financial coach, and then now I'm a director of coaching, and I lead an awesome team of coaches where their job is to help people with their finances. Here at Prosperity Connection, we help St. Louisans through our financial education and through our coaching. We give them the tools, knowledge, and confidence to achieve financial wellness. So just a little bit about myself and what we do here at Prosperity Connection.
And that is, it's a free service. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that before we part today. But Rob, tell us a little bit about, like, what should people be thinking about when they're going to buy that vehicle? What should be the very first thing they think about?
Very first thing is budget off the top, because now you have two different kind of people who are looking for cars. People who are in crisis, where I typically see like a parent, a single parent, like, I need to get my kids to school. I need to get to work. I need a car right now. And then you have the folks that's like, eh, my car is getting old. It's getting a little crappy. I'm going to need a new car. Or people who just want a new car. Those folks, we can take a slightly slower approach. But for the other people who are in kind of crisis, they don't have that wiggle room to be able to do a lot of their prep work. So a lot of my first advice is, let's start thinking about a car when you already have a car. So we can plan for the next one. We know cars are depreciating assets. That means they're going to die. They're going to go away. So if we know this, we can't get one car and say, I'm done for the rest of my life. So that planning period starts with the budget. What can you afford monthly, if anything? If you cannot afford monthly, then let's talk about, maybe we can get you a car cash. Let's look into some savings options. Like maybe if I save a few thousand bucks over the next couple months, I can buy a car cash. And that's for someone who can't afford a monthly payment. But then for the folks that says, like, I'm trying to just get a car, it's not a rush. Then we look at how much they can afford, what they get approved for, what vehicle fits their family needs. And so when we look at all these different components, and affordability is going to go into all that, because if you need a sedan, well, that's a lot cheaper than a V6 SUV. So that now tells us what your buying power looks like. So budgeting is the root of where you want to start with looking for that car.
Yeah, well, as you're talking to people, are you finding, what I notice at dealerships the most is people are coming in and they just have no idea what a car costs or how to get to it. A lot of people come in and say, well, I don't know what my credit is. And unfortunately, having no credit is as bad as having horrendous credit. And then the people are shocked when they get a 24.5% rate shown to them. And a $15,000 car, 24.5%, it's $500-$600.
And I see stuff like that all the time. And a lot of it is just people not understanding. And a lot of cases, I tell clients, go talk to your local banks and credit unions, get pre-approved before going to the dealership. So funny enough, gentlemen, me and my wife just bought a car Monday this past week. And it was so funny how, although I haven't been in lending in years, a lot of the same stuff happens. And we went through our local credit union. We got, 7.2 versus what you would get at a lot of other places, like that 12 and north there. So you got to start with going to the locals, credit unions and banks, because they're going to give you the best interest rate. That's then going to give you the best payment.
Hey, the other thing that I've seen a lot, and no names, I don't want to throw any credit unions under the bus, but I think the credit unions and the banks largely have abandoned a lot of America. They've given up on them. They don't care. Hey, we're happy to help you if you're a 650 and above credit score and you make $4,000 or more a month. If you don't, get out of here. And I mean, that really seems to be the attitude from the vast majority of banks and credit unions. They're not there to help. They're there to help if you're okay, but guess what? Those people don't really need help, because they could go to the dealership and the manufacturer will probably give them a better rate or about the same rate as the credit union, because most new cars are subvented right now. What's going on for people that are being left behind, the bankless Americans? Because right now, a lot of estimates are coming out that something like 65% of Americans can't even budget to buy a new car.
Yeah, that's a real problem. And for a lot of people, unfortunately, sometimes it's just a matter of credit. Credit is like a catch 22. You need it to get it, but you can't get it if you don't have it. It is such a crazy thing. And unfortunately, when it comes down to that, folks that don't have it, they're going to either pay more for the vehicle, because we can find you a lender. It's going to be a crappy car lender that's going to give you a 20% interest rate and you upside down forever. But our goal is to get folks to a place where they can refinance. Now, luckily, in the St. Louis market, I think, just from what I know about nationwide lending, St. Louis has a lot better market for loans and banking, period, and just just economic success as far as what we offer compared to other cities. Now, I'm far from the best, but compared to other cities, I think we're pretty good there. And we have a lot of partners in the community where at Prosperity Connection, we can make some things work. So if somebody has to get that crappy auto loan, we'll say, okay, we'll get a card efficient budget with the crappy auto loan. Pay this 6 months, we're working on your credit. Once your credit is up, we're refinancing. And then we have partners in the community that have products where they can refinance your vehicle and it's not based off credit. Everybody gets a 9% interest rate. So if we have people 24% and all you need is on-time payment history for 6 months, 12 months, and then the car has to qualify, you refinance at 9%, that drops your payment, drops the interest you pay. This opens up doors for this person.
I got a question for you. So let's talk about credit a little bit. So in your mind, let's say somebody has, let's say they have a rough credit score. They have, let's say it's in the fives. In fact, we had a client of ours that he got himself into a bad situation. He has a business. He got a total out on his vehicle that he has right now. He's not credit worthy, you know, 550 credit score to go get another vehicle. He has very little to nothing down. What can somebody do to raise that credit score up? What are the fastest things they can do to get that score up, to get to the point where they can, qualify potentially?
So the two biggest components in credit is payment history and your credit utilization with revolving debt. So revolving debt being your credit cards and lines of credit, those debts that you can use, pay back, use again. So those make up 30% of your credit, and then your payment history makes up 35% of your credit. So when I see people in those situations, first thing I do is look at, are you paying everything on time? Because if you're paying something late, that means you're bleeding every single month with the late payment. We got to stop the bleeding first. Don't apply for anything until we stop the bleeding. And lenders don't like late payments. So we figure out, okay, let's come up with a plan to get this back on time and keep it on time. And then I look at their credit utilization, which that moves the needle the most, because payment history is a time game. Once you're on time, you're going to have to be on time for some time for it to really start to move the score. But that credit utilization, if your card is $500, that's the limit, and you're using 490, that card is killing your credit score. But the minute you go in and make a $470 payment, and now your balance is $20, your score will shoot up. Now, it'll take 30 days, but your score will shoot up from that. So that's where we see the needle move the most. That's the easiest thing to do to get the credit score up.
Interesting. Yeah. So one other thing, too, that I wanted to ask you is, how do people know what their credit score is? How do they know?
So I always tell people this, and you gentlemen might find this funny, but credit is a game. It's a game. If either of you play video games, I'm a video game person myself. When you play Mortal Kombat, people know when you're new to Mortal Kombat, you get your butt kicked. But when you learn how to play the game, you know all the combinations, you know all the codes. That is the exact same thing with credit. So when you learn how to play the game, now the issue is the game of credit. This game is set up for you to lose. So I tell everybody that, because people get so caught up in the weeds. Well, why is it like that? I didn't make the rules. I can't tell you why, but these are the rules of the game. So there are so many different types of credit scores. You have a Vantage score and a FICO score. Most lenders use a FICO score for lending, but Vantage score is typically educational. So Credit Karma, if I'm trying to figure out what my score is, I want to educate myself on what my credit is. Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, all the different little credit programs and sites, typically those are Vantage scores. Here's the issue. People will spend their whole time watching the Vantage score and think, oh, I'm doing good. My credit score is going up. Then they go to a lender to get a loan And the lender's like, oh, your score is 600. It's like, Credit Karma said my score was 670.
Yeah, well, it could be way off.
It's two different scores. It's set up like that on purpose. Why make it easy to succeed? We need you to fail because when you fail, you pay the most money.
Yeah, they can be way off. They can be 60, 70, 80 points off. And then bureau to bureau, too. I mean, if you are going to buy a car, you definitely want to have all three bureaus pulled. I know people get real because people have been taught, right? Oh, man, inquiries are bad. I don't want the inquiry. Well, you want all three bureaus pulled when you go to buy a car or buy a house. They do it automatically. They merge them together. But you want them pulled when you go buy a car because all the captive lenders, all the manufacturers' lenders, they're willing to go by whatever your highest score is. And you could have differences from Experian to TransUnion to Equifax of 50, 60, 70 points. So you could save a bunch of money just by having the dealership pull the other score.
Also, I'm going to give you gentlemen a tidbit. When you're purchasing a vehicle and you apply for a loan, when you get that first credit pull for auto loan, you have 14 days to get as many pulls as you want, and it only counts as one hit towards your credit. Mm-hmm. So all the inquiries will show up, but it will only impact your score once as long as you do all those auto loan applications within a 14-day window.
Yeah. This is very awesome. Very true.
Yeah. I got a story for you. This is crazy. So I have an 838 credit score, and I leased a vehicle. I actually bought the lease end of December 2023. I get a message in my email saying you have a delinquent payment as of March of 2024. They never closed out the account, and it kept showing that I was late on a payment. And I'm like, what the heck? Then I call VW Credit and they're like, oh yeah, you're fine. I said, yeah, you say I'm fine, but you're reporting to the credit bureau that I am late on something. I've never been late in my life. Yeah. And they're like, oh. So I said, I need you to write a letter. So then they wrote a letter basically saying that I've owned the vehicle since December 20th of 2023. It did nothing. I went from 838 to 673. So I'm fighting with them right now. So I got Experian back up. I'm literally an 850, which is the highest credit score now with Experian. I'm at 850, but I'm like at 700 on Equifax and TransUnion, and I'm still fighting them. This is a long battle. Do you have any advice we literally have two more minutes left. Do you have any more advice for people that need this type of service that's absolutely a legitimate service to help get the, because I'm not kidding, I've spent weeks on this and hours getting this credit card credit score back to where it needs to be.
So shameless plug, gotta reach out to a Prosperity Connection. That's first and really? foremost. But because we help you with that work. So we have all the templates, all the things needed to handle those cases. And we're talking to the credit bureaus often. We have a database of collection agencies we talk to. And I tell people all the time, just give us your credit score and your credit report. We'll pull it and everything. But we're going to walk you through what letters need to be sent. We're going to walk you through what you should be receiving back, when you should receive it back. And hopefully these processes can be quick, or in your case, it can be slow. We have a client, we're working on the same thing with student loans. It's literally holding up her getting a house because the lender's like, no, your student loans. And these student loans have been paid off for years. So we walk you through it. With the same thing with this client, we're sending the letters. We tell, okay, you should be receiving this in the mail. And when they get their letters, they take a screenshot of it. They send it to us. Okay, now we got the letter from those. Now we need to send it to the credit bureau. It is a lot of back and forth, but patience and knowing the right letter to send.
I love this. So we're out of time right now, but for everybody that's listening to this right now, you would be crazy not to take advantage of this not-for-profit organization at no cost to see Rob Nelson and his team to help you with these true challenges. I've been through them. That's why I brought Rob on, because America needs this. Rob, thank you so much for coming. Go to prosperityconnection.org. Yes.
Hey, we can authorize an overrun. We can go a couple minutes over.
All right.
Yeah, we can. Our friends at the network said we could go up to 24 minutes.
All right.
That's great stuff about the credit score. One other thing that I know I've seen tons of customers get laid up on, and Jay, I know you have too, people that get talked into filing bankruptcy for like 3 or 4 accounts. Mm. I mean, those attorneys should get disbarred. But Rob, you can help with that stuff, right? I mean, people have like 3 or 4 accounts that are pulling them down. Will you guys help somebody and call up those lenders and kind of negotiate a different pay plan for them?
Absolutely. So everything we do here is goal-based. We base off the client's goals because that's what's going to motivate them the most. So things weigh differently depending on what the goal is. Now, obviously, if somebody is considering bankruptcy, we cannot legally tell them they need to, or so we always refer to a bankruptcy lawyer. But a lot of cases, people don't know, you might not have to file bankruptcy. Let's look through this. Now, there are special cases where even we are like, we have some referrals we're going to send you. I think you need to talk to them. But for the vast majority, a lot of it is communication and planning. The issue is, in our culture, it's kind of scary to talk to people we know we owe, and I'd rather just avoid it and not deal with them altogether. But a lot of cases when you call these places, they're willing to work with you. Now, they're not always the nicest, but I always tell my clients, no matter how nasty they are to you, be nice to them. You can get more bees with honey than you can with vinegar. Yep. So you always be nice to these folks. And then it's even better when it goes to a collection agency. Now, those folks are really not nice, but collection agencies buy debts for pennies on the dollar. So if I owe $1,000, they probably bought it for about $200. So yeah. I'm not going to come and pay you $600, $700. No, I give you $300 at max.
Yep.
This is good stuff.
Yeah, give them $250 and make it go away.
Yeah.
You pay that collection off. It's a lot better than sitting there open.
Yep.
But yeah, I just see that. I see that all the time. And then the worst thing is people go file a BK. They only include 2 or 3 things. They still have 3 other things on their bureau, which just tells me the lawyer didn't even look at everything on the bureau. They just slammed it through and said, here you go. Those people are buried now for 7 years and their problems didn't even go away. Or they may have had a bunch of student loans and you can't BK out of student loans.
Oh, it happens so often. I always try to weigh it like this. If the negative things of your credit will be gone in less than 7 years, it will be more beneficial to let time do its job, then go file bankruptcy and hurt yourself for 7 years.
Well, this is, thank you so much again for being here, Rob Nelson with prosperityconnection.org. Once again, you would be crazy not to take advantage of this service. I even learned some things today. Everything we do here is unplanned. It's all improv. That's why this show is so unique. Rob, thank you so much for joining us. We'd love to have you come back again. You have so much great information to share.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Jim. Excellent. Thanks a lot.
See you back whenever you ask.